I want to preach in this environment. We'll raise our offering at home, and he'll hopefully have it together by then. He's going to try to do our announcements and all that stuff at the end. All right? If he can't get together by then, somebody just come help him. All right? Rolanda, maybe you can help him out. This is what I'm getting ready to do. I'm going to cut the air on right here because y'all act old school for real. Can you do the same on that side? And can you put that on 60? I don't want none of y'all to pass out and they think it's God and y'all really hot. Y'all got them furs and sweaters and turtlenecks on you. You're passed out. God can do it, but I want him to do it before the heat gets you. I'm starting a new series called In My Feelings. In My Feelings. And there's nothing wrong with having feelings, but it's wrong when the feelings have you. And the first sermon I'm going to do today is what's really going on. Look at your neighbor and say, what's really going on? I know what we tell people, but I want to really know what's going on. Here's the thing. God created us with feelings, and we should live with them, not be led by them. When we mismanage our feelings, we will mismanage our lives. We often watch this confuse being emotional with being expressive. Every person is emotional. We're not all expressive. In this moment, in a minute ago, when we were praising God, some of you just looked and some of you danced, some of you cried. That's expression. Emotion is what you feel. And nobody has a right to tell you how to feel. It's your prerogative to feel. But I can advise you on how you express how you feel. Some people say, I'm not emotional, says the most shut down, quiet person in the room, who is really the most emotional person that you know. Because they have emotions you will never know of going on the inside of them. Here's the thing. I may not be able to control how I feel. And that's a struggle many of us have. Oh, my God, I'm supposed to be saved. Why do I feel this way? You can't control how you feel. But you can control how you express how you feel. Is that all right in here? This series is about how to be led by your spirit, which is your heart, and not your emotions. Because can I tell you this? Every feeling that you have is real. You praising God right now and you feel real good. But when you leave here and somebody does something you don't like, that anger is real too. But here's what I've learned. Just because it's real don't make it right. And we have a generation that prides itself on keeping it real. And keeping it real is keeping you real broke, keeping you real lonely, keeping you real unemployed. Because just because it's real don't make it right. You really feel that way. That's all right. But is it right to express yourself the way? And here's the thing. Nobody can tell you how you should feel. You have a right to feel that way. But you got to be careful because many of us base our commitments on how we feel. You feel good, and I'm going to work today. You don't feel good, you're liable to use all your vacation days up in January. And come May, your family want to go to Disney World. You're sitting there looking like this. If you live by how you feel, if you live by how you, as a leader, if I live by how I feel, I can't judge people by how I feel. I don't get a good feel for them, so I'm not going to, I can't do that. I got to be led by what God says because God's going to put you in a situation where you don't need to feel, where you don't necessarily feel the best. As married couples, you can't live by how you feel. Your spouse makes you upset. You get angry. Y'all just grab the back of your seat if you want to. You stop sleeping with your spouse. You stop speaking to your spouse. I don't feel it. Y'all, everything you ain't going to feel. But just summed up stuff is, y'all right in here? It's right. You don't feel certain people, but that don't mean you got to cuss them out and don't talk to them. I'm feeling real petty today. All right. All right. All right. And then you'll be in the prayer line, y'all, I need a job. They on the way right now to cut my lights off because I couldn't pay, because you felt petty. I ain't going to ask you. Some of you have felt some stuff in the moment and you regret that you did it because you felt it. It felt good in the moment. Ooh, it felt real good to tell them off. It felt real good to tell my boss that you're the dumbest person ever walked the face of this earth. But now that I'm sitting here a month later and I ain't got that check coming in and ain't nobody hiring me quick enough, I wish I'd have bit my, y'all looking at me.
Yes.
You cannot live by how you feel. You have to live by faith. I want to talk to you about a guy named Jonah this morning. Jonah was this person that God spoke to. And if you grew up in church, maybe learned about him in Sunday school year. People preach about him. Jonah was this guy that God told him to go preach to a land of Nineveh. And Jonah didn't like Nineveh. And he didn't want to go necessarily. And God said, go. And Jonah said, I'm not. So Jonah went and got on a ship, headed to Tarshish, and Jonah got swallowed by a whale, or a big fish for 3 days, they say. And then after he was swallowed, he had this come-to-Jesus meeting, and the whale released him, and he went to preach to Nineveh, and Nineveh got saved. And Jonah got mad as a result of what happened, and he got in his feelings. So that's what I want to talk to you about this morning. Let's look at Jonah chapter 1, and let's look at the scriptures there on the screen. And it says this: the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. So he went down to Joppa, found a ship which was going to Tarshish, paid the fare, and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. There's a couple things I want to tell you that's going to happen when you're in your feelings. When you're in your feelings, you're always going to go down. The Bible said Jonah went down to Tarshish. Whenever you're in this, you're not getting promoted. Notice this. Whenever you're in your feelings, everything is negative. Everything's wrong. I cannot believe that. You think about people that you used to date. You think about things that used to happen. You start to get this tally list of things, because whenever you get in your feelings, things start to go down. The next thing is this. Whenever you are in your feelings, it's going to cost you something. Jonah not only went down to Tarshish, but he paid a fare to get there. Whenever you are in your feelings, it's going to cost you something. It may cost you relationship. It may cost you an opportunity. It may cost you networking. It may cost you your character. It may cost you your integrity. But it's always going to cost you something. The next thing, let's look at verse 4. Let's look at the verse that says here. It said, the Lord hurled a great wind on the sea. And when there was a great storm on the sea, so that the ship was about to break up. Now, Jonah's on the ship. The Lord sends a storm. The Lord sent it. All right? Then verse 5 says this. Then the sailors became afraid, and every man cried to his God. Everybody finds religion when they're going through. It didn't say the big G-O-D. It just said God. Everybody gets saved when you're going through. Pray to something, a rock, somebody. Everybody finds some type of religion. And matter of fact, everybody has something that they believe in. And in that moment, you find it in trouble. All right? And they threw cargo, which was in the ship, into the sea to lighten it for them. But Jonah had gone below into the hold of the ship, that's the bottom, and lain down and fallen a sound asleep, so that the captain approached him and said, how is it that you are sleeping? Get up, call on your God. Perhaps your God will be concerned about us so that you will not perish. Can I always tell you this? I don't care where you go, when what you do, when the hand of God is on your life, everybody will recognize it. In the middle of this, they said, there's something different about this guy. You know you shouldn't be here. There's something I need you to call on your God, because there's something different about you. Let me give you a couple more things about when you are in your feelings. Notice this. When you are in your feelings, you are oblivious to the fact that your feelings cause spiritual warfare for the people around you. Notice it says this, a wind came about that God caused, and now the storm was beating on the thing. This was not normal, because the sailors knew that there was something different about this. As a result of Jonah's disobedience, as a result of Jonah being in his feelings, he opened up the door for something to happen, not just to him, but for the people around him. What else happens when you are in your feelings? The Bible says that they threw their valuables overboard to keep the boat. When you are in your feelings, somebody has to throw their values overboard just to keep you on their ship. Let me get it real for you. Some of you love God. Y'all in here shouting and praising God. But there's somebody in your life that is in your feelings. They got you cussing. They got you stomping around the house. Y'all looking at me strange. They got you doing all kind of stuff, because to save the ship, they had to throw what was valuable overboard. Never let anybody's feelings push you to that degree. I don't care what kind of day somebody else is having. You make a decision. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm not going to let anybody's foolishness, not even my own, ruin my day. Because when you are in your feelings, people have to throw what's valuable over the ship just to keep you on board. They have to tiptoe around you, because they don't know if any moment you're going to explode. They don't know anything. Y'all right in here. Yes, sir. What's going to happen? The next thing is this. The Bible says Jonah was asleep in the hinder part of the ship. Not only was Jonah asleep, the Bible said he was fast asleep. He was in a deep sleep. Jonah was snoring. Jonah had slobber coming out the right side of his mouth. Jonah was giggling. Jonah was farting. Jonah had all kind of stuff that all of y'all do. And y'all know how y'all sleep. Jonah had all this stuff, just sleep. Everybody throwing valuables over the thing. They calling on their God. And Jonah is knocked out. When you are in your feelings, you are insensitive and oblivious to the impact that your feelings are having on everybody else around you. You are asleep and everybody else is panicking. You are having a good time and everybody else is paying and doing all this stuff for you. I know what it feels like being in college, kicking it, having a good time, enjoying myself. And all the while, mom and daddy paying my car notes. Mom and daddy, I'm a little short today. Mom and Dad is sending me Big Mac. I like Big Macs with a quarter pounder with cheese sauce on them. A quarter pounder with cheese with Big Mac sauce on them. I'd eat two of them. Y'all right in here. Try it. You may not like McDonald's. I was doing all kinds of stuff, but guess who was paying? When I am in my feelings, somebody else is paying for my irresponsibility. Sitting in this room right now. It may not be you, but when you're in your feelings, I had to realize this. If I decide that I don't want to do what I'm supposed to do, Barbara's going to have to be both mama and daddy. Isaiah's going to suffer because I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. And there are certain moments of my life, and this generation is tough because we are teaching you to go work where you love. Go find the job that you're going to enjoy waking up to every day, but you don't start there. You got to start at a place sometimes where you don't love it. I don't like this job, but it's a pathway to get me where I'm going. And if I'm in my feelings, I'll sit at home and look for a job for 3 years until I find something that feels good to me. You're not always going to have something that feels good in the moment because everything that feels good to you is not good for you. But some stuff that don't feel good in the moment is real good to you. But there are some stuff. I had my daddy tell me, he said, Jason, I don't want to go to work at 3:30 in the morning, but because I got your mama and you and your brother and your sister, there's some stuff I do that I don't feel like doing. And now that he's doing, I see what he feels like now. Because some of you know that you don't have the luxury to get in your feelings because you got responsibility and you never want to find yourself sleep snoring and going crazy because you're in your feelings and everybody else is taking up your slack. You're all right in here. Let's go to verse 7. Verse 7 says this. Each man said to his mate, come, let us cast lots that we may learn on whose account this calamity has struck us. So they cast lots and the lot fell on Jonah. They said to him, tell us now, on whose account has this calamity struck us? What is your occupation? Where do you come from? What is your country? From what people are you? They started to interrogate him. He said to them, I fear the Lord God of heaven who made the sea and dry land. Then the men became extremely frightened and said to him, how could you do this? For the men knew that he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. So they said to him, what should we do to you that the sea may become calm for us? For the sea was becoming increasingly stormy. Jonah said to them, pick me up and throw me into the sea. Then the sea will become calm for you, for I know that on account of me that this great storm has come upon you. This is where I got a problem with Jonah. Jonah admitted he was the problem, but asked them to throw him overboard. When you are in your feelings, you will ask people to do something for you that you should do for yourself. If you know you're the problem, do a backflip off the boat. Do a cannonball. Do a swan dive. Do a 1.5 and just land on your belly. Do a belly buster. If you know you're the problem, why are you asking somebody else to fix something that you caused? Because when you're in your feelings, you will ask people to do things for you that you should do for yourself. Jonah chapter 4. Jonah, they throw him overboard. I don't know if he dived. I don't know if he just sit there and grin, but they did it. They threw him overboard because that's normally what happens. When you feel so sorry for people, you'll do what it ever takes to make them happy. So they threw Jonah overboard. They said the great fish swallowed him for 3 days. He was in there. He had to come to Jesus' meeting. He came to a point with God. He said, all right, God, I know what you can do. And Jonah went and preached to Nineveh. Nineveh got saved. Even the king heard of what Jonah was preaching. And he called a fast, and the whole country got saved. You think Jonah would be clapping and shouting, right? No. Jonah 4, you pick up Jonah's in his feelings. And it says this, but it greatly displeased Jonah, and he became angry. He prayed to the Lord and said, please, Lord, was not this what I said while I was still in my own country? Can I stop here? Some of you are upset because you have preached to people for years. You want them to do something. They didn't hear it. And somebody else came along and said the same exact thing that you've been saying for years. And they listen to them like they just, I don't know, the greatest thing that ever walked the face of the earth. And they just act like they done discovered the earth. I mean, like, no. And you sitting here frustrated because watch this. You've been preaching, and now they got it from somebody else. Can I tell you something to get you out of your feelings? It don't matter how they get it. Just be concerned that they get it. I don't care if they get it from a teacher, they get it from the man walking down the road. You just want people. You got it. Your parents told you stuff. You dated people. Your mama said they wasn't no good. Daddy said they wasn't no good. Yeah, Pastor, can I have a meet? You met the pastor said they wasn't no good. The one you went said, baby, you don't want to be with nobody like me. But you're trying to save them. And you say, oh, no, I see the potential in you. But it takes sometimes calamity. Some of y'all got that saving part. They don't want to be saved. Where am I at? Verse 3 said this. He said, therefore, I probably skipped some stuff. Now, Jonah said this about God in verse 2. He said he prayed to the Lord and said, please, Lord, was not this what I said in my own country? Therefore, in order to forestall, this I fled to Tarshish. For I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness. He's talking about God, one who relents concerning calamity. He said, therefore now, O Lord, please take my life, for death is better to me than life. Then the Lord said, do you have a good reason to be angry? Then Jonah said, went out from the city and sat east of it. There he made a shelter for himself and sat under the shade until he could see what would happen to the city. So the Lord God appointed a plant, and it grew up over Jonah to be a shade over his head to deliver him from discomfort. Ain't it amazing how God will cover you when you're in your mess? When you've been real petty, God will still cover you. Now, some of us, I'll lift our hand to tell God thank you, because you know that days you've been in attitude, that days you know you've been trifling, that days you know you woke up and said, this is a petty day. I mean, that days you woke up and said, God, I'm going to talk to you after this one, because I'm going to go on and do this, and then afterwards we're going to have this conversation. Y'all know what I'm talking about. In that moment, God caused the plant to rise. He won't even let you kill yourself to see what would happen in the city. Verse 7, and the Bible said Jonah was happy about the plant. Verse 7 says this, but God appointed the worm when the dawn came the next day, and it attacked the plant, and it withered. It's amazing. God said it's okay not to be okay, but it's not okay to stay not okay. God will let you stay in your feelings for a moment, but not forever. He said, I'm going to give you 24 hours to get it together, but tomorrow we need to get this thing together. You all right in here? And verse 8 says this, when the sun came up and appointed a scorching east wind, and the sun beat down on Jonah's head so that he became faint and begged with all his soul to die, saying, death is better to me than life. Then God said to Jonah, do you have a good reason to be angry about the plant? And he said, I have a good reason to be angry, even to death. Then the Lord said, you have compassion. You've had compassion on the plant for which you do not work and which you do not cause to grow, which came up overnight and perished. Should I not have compassion on Nineveh, the great city in which there are more than 120,000 persons who do not know the difference between their right and their left hand, as well as many animals? Here's what God said to Jonah. I'm more concerned about my people than I am your feelings. And what God is concerned with more your future than you are how you feel right now. God knows what he wants to do in your life. He knows what's down the road, so he's not concerned necessarily about how you feel. I'm going to give you some steps on how to get out of your feelings, all right, based on this account of Jonah chapter 4. The first thing is this. You got to quit judging and extend grace. Judging is not identifying problems. You tell somebody, man, you got a bad attitude. That's not judging you. That's just telling you what's going on. Judging is when you pronounce sentence on a person or a situation. If you go before the judge, he can raise his gavel and bang it down and say 20 years to life. Judging is when you determine what should happen to a thing. I'm so glad that God doesn't let us judge each other. I'm so glad that God doesn't base my destiny off what you think of me. I'm so glad that God doesn't call anybody, but he consults himself when he wants to bless us. And we should move out of the judge's seat where we pronounce sentence, because God has the final say to determine what happens. Jonah was upset because he wanted Nineveh perhaps to perish, but God wanted them saved. And I'm glad that God moved by his purpose and not Jonah's plan. Because when you are in your feelings, you will take into account every wrong thing around you when you are in your feelings, whereas otherwise you would overlook it. When you are in your feelings, you will start to stack stuff up. They ain't right with this. That ain't right with that. Because you are in your feelings, you're bothered, and you start judging stuff. How they gonna sing that? How they gonna say that? How is this gonna happen? You know you don't need to be blessed. You talking about getting married? All this stuff starts to happen. You love church. You love certain people until certain things happen. All this stuff happens, and you start to judge instead of extending grace. You know what grace is? Grace is not another chance to get it wrong. Grace is God's opportunity for you to get it right. God does not, when you mess up, wink and say, I'm going to forgive you, but boy, that was a good one. No. Grace says this, I'm going to give you another chance to get it right. Because he said, I want you to learn from this situation. So number one, you got to quit judging and extend grace. Number two, you got to realize when you're in your feelings. Or you got to have somebody around you to help you recognize this. Jonah said, I wish I was dead. When you are in your feelings, you will act, think, and speak illogical. You will say things that you really don't mean. And you, when you are in your feelings, you probably have never experienced this. You could be in a marriage. You could be in a friendship. I wish I would have never met you. I hate the day that you sent me that text and we went out. Oh, it's real. I wish I was born into another family. Friends you can choose, but family, they just come with the territory. You're born into this. And you say stuff that you wish you could take back later on, because in the moment, y'all right in here? That's how you feel. When we are in our feelings, we filter everything through your emotional state. I'll say this again in a later sermon. Just because you feel good doesn't mean things are good. And just because things are bad, you feel bad, doesn't mean things are bad. In the worst part of your life, you felt real good about it. In the worst part of your life, it felt good getting drunk. Felt good having a good time until that next morning. I will never drink Everclear ever again. I don't know. I'm just trying to think at the top of my head. I will never mix Jack and Coke again. I don't know. What y'all drink? Somebody, no, I'm just playing. Somebody tell me. Somebody said, that's why I stopped smoking weed. Now I'm just playing. Because when you are in your feelings, your emotional state is off. And you filter stuff. Here's the thing about, like, real, like, I don't, just, trigger was never my problem. I have other issues. But I put myself through unnecessary grief. I'm not judging you because that's your struggle, because we all got struggles. Worry is, and anxiety, that's telling God you don't trust him. Just as bad as anything else. So I'm not judging there, so don't take that away from that. But I put myself through unnecessary grief. I prepare for battles that were not happening. I've missed opportunities for growth, all because I was scared, all because I was worried. And I put my worry on other people because I filtered my reality through my feelings instead of my faith. But you got to realize, when you're in your feelings, and say it, I'm in my feelings right now. Step number three, you got to get to the root of your emotions. God asked Jonah a question that we should all ask each other and ask ourselves. Why are you so angry? Somebody has to go deeper and find the real reason why you're upset. You find a person that's controlling. You find a person that's insecure. They may go through phone numbers. They may be hiding behind the bushes watching where you're going. They get angry over every little thing. Anger is not the problem. You need to take a step back. What hurt you? Why are you scared? They won't admit that they're hurt. They won't admit that they're scared. They won't admit that I don't think I'm really the type of person you want to be with. They won't admit that I'm still bothered by something that happened when I was young. They won't admit that when I heard you, is my mom or my dad in here? Neither one of them. My dad is right here. Dad, can you come real quick? If me and my dad had a tumultuous relationship, Carrie, can you come? Carrie, I'm going to give you this. Carrie could be my boss, and I could hear Carrie, let me cut this on for you. I want to show you what it looks like. Carrie could be my boss, and he could say something like, say to me, Jason, you need to get your stuff together.
Jason.
Yeah.
You got to get your stuff together.
When I am not in the moment and I am in my feelings, I see him, but if I had a bad relationship with him, while he's talking, that is say, Jason, get your stuff together.
Jason, get your stuff together.
I'm hearing him, but I'm seeing him. Because I'm not in the moment of where they are. A lot of it, you're not dealing, thank you. You're not dealing with the person right in this moment. You're dealing with the prior situation. That's why you need to ask them, I know it's tough, but does it really take all of that anger? I just left my shoes in the floor, and now you done punched a hole in the wall. The kids just forgot their homework, and now they scared and in the corner shaking like it's 2 degrees in this house. Because they scared of you marching around here stomping. I mean, you just, all this stuff, you got it. Y'all laughing, but y'all know it's true. One person cut you off, and you done threw a bird at everybody else. One bad experience because you're not in the moment. There's always something deeper. Can I ask you a question? Do you really have a reason to be hurt? Have you really been wronged? I know you feel wrong, but have you really been hurt? Because a lot of us have stories that never happened. Yeah. You telling all these stories and people feeling sorry for you, but they haven't asked deeper questions. Wait, you don't got no friends because you're trifling. You don't got no friends not because you can't trust nobody, but because you only there when you want something. And you're moody. And you're selfish. And that's the real deeper story. You hear, man, people, they just don't do me right. They don't text me back. That's because you only call them when you're sad and crying. And when you're good, they don't hear from you. You all right in here? You have to get, am I doing all right in here? You have to get to the, I'm not saying that's always the case, but you always have to get to the deeper issue. Step number four, you got to admit where you are and take responsibility for your feelings. When you know you are the problem, Jonah said, throw me overboard. Just jump. No, jump and not kill yourself. Jump means I know I'm wrong. Let me fix this. You got to admit how you're really feeling. Here's what. Instead of interrogating Barbara, say I got a problem with something. Instead of interrogating Barbara, I should be honest and say I'm insecure in this moment. I'm feeling vulnerable in this moment. I'm disrespected in this moment. Instead of acting out and projecting my feelings onto her, because what most of us do, we don't own our feelings, we project our feelings. Yeah, wow. And we project our insecurity on somebody else, and now they think they crazy because we crazy. Yeah. You all right? You think something wrong with you, you done made appointments with everybody because of their insecurities. Something wrong with me, did I do something wrong? No! You got to know when you have issues and when they have issues and when I own mine and you own, you all right in here? We can make this thing work, so that this is it. Here's what I found out. Pointing out your problems don't solve mine. I can fix your problem, but I still got mine. So I got to admit my own issues. I got to admit when I'm in my own feelings and ask God to help me. Because watch this. What you see, you're probably not crazy. Can I tell you the truth? You probably do see what you see. But you're not going to deal with it right until you get out of your feelings. Your child may have issues. You may have problems in your marriage. Your boss may not like you. But you ain't going to solve it walking in like Sister Soldier. You got to know how to fight. Can I teach you how to fight for a minute? You know how to fight on your job. You go in there and be the best employee. Be smart. Learn what you're doing so they don't have nothing on you. And they can be like Jesus when they got ready to crucify him. Pontius Pilate said, I find no fault in him. Live in such a way that people can't touch you. Because when the favor of God is on your life, you ain't got to like me, but you got to promote me. But when you get in your feelings, you'll move out of the favor and you'll move into frustration. And you'll miss the very door that God's trying to bless you with. You all right? So you got to admit where you are, take responsibility for your feelings, and last thing is, I'm through. You got to do what you should do instead of what you feel you should do. If you're wrong, apologize. I messed that one up. And I ain't get that one right. Admit it. Fix your mistake. Don't blame everybody else, because you cannot fix what you put on somebody else. You're putting the responsibility for change on somebody else. Do what you should do instead of what you feel you should do. I'm through. Stand to your feet. Thank you. Give me a hand. No, just playing. Made me feel good. I'm just joking. Hey, can I get you to be honest in a moment? Like, for real? Like, one of my love languages, words, it do make me feel good when y'all clap. I ain't gonna lie. All right, stop. Next Sunday when y'all don't clap, I'm looking at y'all. I'm at like them old preachers. You need to clap, Stacey. I'm gonna pray. I want you to be honest in this moment. You know, one of the most freeing things in life is when you can admit you're in your feelings. And then you go and make the changes. Some of you right now, you're perhaps in places, and you realize, you know what? I was in my feelings. Tongue-talking you, praying you, reading your Bible you. You know what? Insecurity got the best of me. Nervousness, anxiety, anger got the best of me. It don't change what I see. It should change how I deal with what I see. And I need the help of God in this moment. You know what? I don't want to be like Jonah. It took Jonah 3 days in the belly of a humongous fish to get it together. I don't want to spend my life in delays anymore. I've wasted years, months, days of my life in my feelings, and I'm ready to live. Because the people you mad at, they done gone on and got forgiveness and living. And you're stuck in that place. I'm not saying it didn't hurt. I'm not saying it didn't happen. But what I'm saying is, I'm going to quit judging. I'm going to quit pronouncing sentence on people, and I justify my feelings, but I judge theirs. I'm going to admit what's going on with me. I'm going to put some people in my life to help me realize when I'm in my feelings. I'm going to do what I should do and not what I feel. Now, you're in this place in this moment. It's between you and God. I want you to have a conversation with God here. I know it's tight where you're sitting, but I want you to act like it's just you and God. And I want you to ask him to help you in the places when you're in your feelings where you can honestly not understand. You can honestly be angry with God. You can honestly be angry with people. That's fine. But ask God to help you deal with your expression so that your judgment isn't off, your discernment isn't off. I want you to talk to God now. Talk to him about how you feel. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that I'm not going to live in my feelings. I have them, and I'm not going to ignore them. I'm going to celebrate when it's time to celebrate. When it's anger, I'm going to admit, I'm angry right now. When I'm sad, I'm going to say, you know what? I'm sad. I'm hurt. I'm offended. But I'm not going to let those emotions control my behavior through the help of God. I'm not asking you to do it. I'm asking you to help God. Let God help you to do it. And Father, I honor you and I thank you now. Heal the primary reason why we feel the way we feel so that we can walk in your favor. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hug somebody, let them know that you love them and love the Lord.